The Interior Secretary's power to take land into trust for tribes could create pockets of Indian country across Alaska. Tribes see it as an opportunity to police their own territory and improve village safety. Others see it as the reservation model that Alaskans rejected in the Land Claims Settlement Act 44 years ago. Outside the state, land into trust is controversial too. Alaska Congressman Don Young presided over a testy hearing yesterday on the subject. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Early in the hearing, Congressman Young called out tribal advocates sitting in the audience. He said people from the National Congress of American Indians were trying to undermine him and the work of the Indian Affairs Subcommittee he chairs. Young said they were pouring gasoline on a political fire.
I'm going to suggest we play ball straight. This is not to start an issue or try to destroy the effects of this committee. I hope everybody understands that. I do not forgive very well when it comes to taking and destroying the aspects of this committee. Not once have I not served the American Indian Alaska Natives.
Young says he just wants to create uniform standards so the Interior Secretary doesn't have total discretion on when to take lands into trust. But Young's recent hearings on the subject and memos from his subcommittee staff have riled Indian country. Kevin Washburn, the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs, says he worries Young's vision is a return to the darkest days of federal Indian policy. Washburn also spoke of an attack on tribal sovereignty and urged Young not to join it.
I respectfully ask you not to take this path. If you take this path against the people of Indian country, the Obama administration will be standing shoulder to shoulder with tribes and tribal organizations as they fight you on this.
The secretary's land into trust power was granted by Congress in 1934. Washburn says the goal was to undo previous federal policy and reestablish tribal jurisdiction on some of the 90 million acres tribes lost.
Now, admittedly, Interior's power to take land into trust was used only rarely during the previous presidential administration. But when President Obama came into office, he made restoring tribal homelands one of his highest priorities. So Interior dusted off the power and began taking land into trust again.
He says the administration is more than halfway to its goal of accepting 500,000 acres in trust before Obama leaves office. Washburn, a member of the Chickasaw Nation, thanked Young for letting his views be known so voters can choose come election time.
You've made plain your concerns about tribal governments, and you've not hidden your prejudices, and I think I respect that, because although I disagree with you, and I'm glad you're not running from your convictions.
Young both scolded Washburn and showed him respect. The congressman says he wants to make it fair for all tribes that want to put land in trust.
Why would you object to that?
Well, because there's no tribe that's asking for that, Chairman. There's not a single tribe that wants you to pass a law that...
Wait a minute. That's not true. There are tribes that say we need to know why we were turned down. Why did one tribe and the other tribe got it and we didn't? Because of the discretion of the secretary, the BIA.
In Alaska, a judge's order, for now, prevents the secretary from accepting land in trust, but the administration is ready with new Alaska-specific rules once the case is resolved. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.